Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Maxie, if they start high school football on September 21st or whenever that, October 2nd rather, whenever that date is, will they have time to even have a state tournament?
They'd like to, but nobody's, they're not even at a point right now where they can deal with format. Because if you have a state tournament, then what would that mean? Is it a four-game regular season? Is that worth it to teams to play just four games, in October and then start the playoffs? And if you're struggling at all, you only play five games. But they would like to format it in the ideal world, so that they ended up with a prep bowl and a state champion. And obviously there's not enough indoor facilities that you can play too far into November with that. You've got the semifinals, as you know, and you call the prep bowl games, Dave. And so those last two weekends you can get to, but you don't want to be playing too cold too late into the year, especially in November there. You're taking your chances. But that's the same on the flip side. If they play in the spring season, they start, and it could be colder than cold in March and snowstorms. And the other problem that they've got in the spring season is when you talk to the folks in greater Minnesota. I was talking to Carl Fricke the other day from Caledonia, a great coach out there who said just been unbelievable. There are not enough fields out there that can take that beating if it's a bad spring. And so you've got issues on the other side if you want to go to a spring season that you don't have in the fall. And I think most coaches that I talk to would just like to get this in the books. We recognize 2020 has been a disaster, but they would just like to play in the fall, get it done, move on, not have it hovering over their head in terms of, who's going to play a spring sport coming out of a winter sport with a spring sport on the other side of it, all those things. I think most of the coaches would like to just go ahead and play and get something on the record. The only question is how many games they'd play, but the intent would be to have a prep bowl.
Hey, Billy Guerin trading Eric Staal. Max, what kind of reaction is there to that and your thoughts on that? Because he could put the old biscuit in the basket.
Staal's a good guy. Stahl is a good guy. They got Johansson, who's a winger from Buffalo. The thing that I looked at right away was the age difference. Staal is 35. He's 29. They're both going to the last years of their contract. And Buffalo needed, I think they were looking for a veteran there. And now with Mikko Koivu probably not coming back, you're going to have, you're taking years off the books, so to speak, if you're the Minnesota Wild. So it looks like Bill is kind of coming up with a game plan. He got Nick Bjugstad, of course, coming here last week. And so I can't quite tell what he wants to do. I was a little bit surprised. Staal's a good guy who put, I think he was third scoring in the team last year. And Bill didn't get a lot done before the trade deadline, but it looks like now he's identified what he wants to do with this. And I don't know if Johansson's the kind of guy they want to bring in and say he's a long-term guy, so we want to get him in here and try to sign him to an extension. I don't know. His numbers are okay. He plays out in the East. You don't see him that often. But I don't think many people saw that one coming or thought that Staal would be the target of trade, because they knew Koivu was going out, so you got a veteran center that's probably not coming back. You figured you'd have one guy there that would kind of solidify it, and that would be Staal. So I was a little bit surprised by that.
What do you do on the show tonight?
We are going to visit with Glenn Mason on the Big Ten, and I had a nice visit with him yesterday about all that's going on. And we're going to talk to a guy. There's a guy, Travis Walsh, who a coach, and he started a 3-on-3 football league in the midst of this, and it's had tremendous success. And 7-on-7, but 3-on-3. It's pretty innovative what he's doing. I'm going to try to get a hold of a football coach or two to talk about how they feel about that upcoming vote, and we'll talk some outdoors with Graham Gressett.
Yeah, Travis was a great player down there at Winona State.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You know Trev. He came up with this almost on the fly when nobody was playing during the pandemic, and he said a lot of teams and schools participating in it.
Yeah, he's an awesome football coach. Yeah, I'll look forward to that, Maxie. Okay, and I'll see you on TV, too. He's Mike Max, WCCO. The morning news continues here. Mark Coyle coming up next here. I guess we're gonna replay what he had to say earlier this morning, so you want to listen to that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.